Hi, I'm Dr. Pam Peek, and welcome to episode 116 of Her, the podcast all about women, where we share the naked truth about her mind, her body, and her life. Today we have a fantastic episode all about physical therapy after breast cancer surgery. Before we hop into this, I want to make sure that you know that this episode of Her is made possible by our friends at Smarty Pants Women's Complete Vitamins. They're delicious once-a-day gummies that contain the complete vitamin, mineral, folate, and omega mix customized for women. Trust me, you won't forget to take them because they taste so great. To learn more, go to SmartyPantsVitamins.com. And just a quick reminder to hop on over to iTunes after our episode to rate and review this podcast because it's going to be a wonderful one. I look forward to your thoughts. All right, it's time for Her.
Her, the podcast.
The naked truth about women.
Her mind, her body, her life. It's all about her.
Wow, breast cancer. You know, all of us know at least one person, if it's not ourselves, who's been affected by breast cancer, and especially breast cancer surgery. One of the hottest topics that comes up when we talk about breast cancer surgery is how does a woman get back to being in shape, fit, exercise, use her body after she's gone through sometimes considerable surgery. I think this is an incredibly and significantly important issue. And we have with us John Galluzzi, who is going to be helping us understand what we can and can't do. And boy, does he have the credentials to do that. He is the president and CEO of JAG Physical Therapy. And I'll tell you one thing, he's in great demand for his expertise in injury prevention, rehabilitation, and sports medicine and athletic conditioning. He's a medical coordinator for Major League Soccer and sits as the chair of the New Jersey Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. He's appeared in multimedia, and you want to know something? He knows what he's talking about. As a physical therapist, when he works with women who've had breast cancer surgery. Hey, John, welcome to the Her Podcast.
Thank you so much, and I greatly appreciate that introduction.
Wonderful. So talk to us now about cancer rehabilitation. So many times I see women who are not taking up on our recommendation to seek the appropriate rehabilitative and physical therapy post-cancer therapy for breast cancer. Tell us what that entails.
Well, just in general, when we look at any type of patient that has cancer and is having different types of techniques, let it be surgery, chemotherapy, or radiation, there's effects that it has on the body. And physical therapy is a tool that's been used for many, many years before and after surgery. People that are having harmful effects, fatigue factors of chemo and radiation, muscle weakness from those same chemo and radiation. So physical therapy has become the alternative to reduce pain, reduce symptoms, reduce nerve symptoms, that all could be caused by the chemo and the radiation. Of course, with any surgery, and more and more, especially general surgeons and breast surgeons, are utilizing as a team approach the recovery of a post-op breast surgery. And they're truly integrating the physical therapy portion for all the factors that we already spoke about, such as the reduction of pain, the restoration of muscular strength, the endurance of muscular strength, and also full range of motion. So that's probably the biggest key aspects of utilizing physical therapy post any cancer type treatment or surgery.
Well, give us some examples now. For instance, you know, many women have lymph node biopsy or removal, and then they've got the whole issue of drainage and back and forth. How do you work with that?
Well, it's very, very important that they see a lymphedema specialist, a physician, that guides them in the path of the reduction of the inflammation, so to restore the normal function of the limb. And as we know, it's usually your upper extremity that's affected by the lymphatic system swelling the arm and swelling the joints around it. And it's very important for the patient to see a lymphedema specialist and a lymphedema specialist physical therapist that will treat through different techniques of compression and movement and massage to reduce those symptoms. I think that's very important. I also think that the newest surgical techniques have decreased post-surgical lymphedema, but we still do have cases that have post-surgical lymphedema. But it is important that when the patient is choosing a surgeon and going for the process, they truly understand what are the after effects, what's in store for them post-operatively. I think it's very important to understand that any patient that has a breast surgery, that there's a component that it may or may not affect their upper extremity in some way. We've had patients that have lost range of motion of their shoulder, had weakness overall in their upper extremity, and it's very important to integrate it in an early phase with the permission of the surgeon and the physician to move forward to return to full functional recovery, increasing the functional range of motion. And like I said, basically, to get that patient's quality of life back and return to normal activities of daily living.
Okay, that's huge. And then you look at the whole issue of mastectomy and breast reconstruction. You know, kind of walk us through what's really involved there in terms of rehabilitation. Once the surgeon has said, okay, it's all right now to start in with your rehabilitation, and then they're referred to you. How does that work? What can a woman expect?
Well, it's very, very important that everybody understands that the treating physical therapist understands what the patient has gone through. And as you can imagine, there's psychological, social, and physical needs that the patient needs post-surgical. And an unbelievably trained physical therapist is going to understand on the first visit, it's important to listen to the patient and hear the concerns of function, hear the concerns of endurance, and most important, hear the concerns of pain. One of the biggest things, as I said, a lot of physicians are incorporating the approach of a team approach where the patients actually have the opportunity to speak to the physical therapist before surgery so they can get those expectations of what does that first visit, once approved by the physician, look for. One of the biggest things that we do see is this loss of range of motion and weakness in the upper extremities. So, of course, the patient will go through a full examination of both upper extremities, their core, their back muscles, and of course, the surgical area of their chest muscles to really see where is the function, are there compensatory patterns that are going on, a good thorough examination to see exactly what the patient's needs are. And then the second step, usually on the first visit, is to truly give the patient a comfort and understanding, this is the path that we're going to take. First and foremost, restoring range of motion to the joint that's affected due to the weakness of the surgery. Second, bring back functional strength so you could return back to the activities of daily living. Also, it's important for the therapist to listen to the patient on those activity of daily living issues. So what are you having a problem? Could be as simple thing as brushing your teeth, combing your hair, putting a blouse on. One of the biggest things that we get is lifting pants up after going to the bathroom and the weakness and the fatigue that you get. So all of those parameters are taken by the physical therapist, and a true structured plan of care is implemented to bring the patient to be able to get back to those activities of daily living. And most part, it's very, very successful. The patient becomes very, very motivated. They love the fact that they're going back to restoring their normal life and the activities that they should be able to do with no restrictions and no pain. So we've been very, very fortunate to have great outcomes, not just with breast surgeries, but all cancer patients through the different techniques that have been used to cure them and get them back. And as we like to say at JAG Physical Therapy, we like to get you back to the life that you love. And it's very, very important that patients understand from the onset of their first visit, this is a team approach. We need to know what your concerns are so that plan of care can continue to fluctuate to reach the patient's goals as well.
Wow. You know, you sound like someone who really takes the time to wrap your head around where that woman's coming from. I can only imagine that after going through whatever therapeutics, everything from, you know, radiation, chemotherapy, reconstructive surgery, whatever may be involved, that woman is really in a tough place. The mass majority, even if they have great resilience, it's a challenge. When you first see them for that first physical therapy visit, do you really perceive that? Do you really kind of spend some time kind of going to that place? It's not just about the functionality and pulling up your pants. It's also where her head is at, and how much energy, mental energy and attention she's got when she may be feeling a little bit, you know, bad about the whole thing.
Well, we're very fortunate here at JAG Physical Therapy that we actually have many therapists that are trained in different female problems, such as a breast surgery or also postpartum, things like that, and they're trained in women's health. We're very fortunate that with all of our patient population, we at JAG Physical Therapy have a philosophy that we're people treating people. So it's not just about, hey, I want to put my blouse on. It may be I want to be able to play tennis again. I want to be able to carry my pocketbook. I want to be able to travel. It's very important that we keep that confidence between the patient to understand that we're a person as well. We understand what they're going through. We understand, because we've treated patients before, how to get you to accommodate and get you to your goals. And the most important thing, as I keep reiterating this, is this direct communication with you and your surgeon. And it's such a confidence builder to have the patient know that we're in direct communication every step of the way with the surgeon, and it's a team approach to return you back to function where life becomes normal again. And I think that all of our physical therapists that are trained understand the fact that we are people treating people. And the most important fact is everybody needs to be listened to. And as long as we're communicating and keeping those lines of communication, the outcomes are usually tremendous for the patient.
Oh, that's fantastic. I mean, we always know it's such a mind and body challenge, especially with something like this. I bet it makes you feel great to see a woman as she progresses with all of her appointments with you, you know, leave that dark space and start really feeling quite hopeful and celebrating small triumphs like being able to get that pants up and being able to, you know, increase more functionality as you teach her. Over time, how long does this take?
A great question.
Yeah.
That's a phenomenal question. And again, every individual is different, and every surgeon's protocol for permitting to go to physical therapy is different based on what is truly going on with the patient. Now, if it is a surgical procedure, some physicians will, of course, let scarring down happen and incision closure before sending for physical therapy. But if there is chemo and radiation in the process, a lot of physicians, based on weakness, based on your body's systems being weak and the opportunity that you can get infection, we'll usually try not to put you into physical therapy until the chemotherapy and radiation is completed, because our resistance is low, and the last thing we want to do is get a secondary infection. So it's very important for the patient to continually communicate with the physician. Now, what a lot of physicians have done that are outstanding is they've brought in, as I said, a physical therapist, even just in conversation, very early on in the process. So after the surgery, if this patient is going to be getting chemotherapy or radiation, the physical therapist can give a few different exercises and give some, as I like to say, pearls of wisdom of what to do over the process before they can honestly go for straight physical therapy care. And what's been great in the last 10 years, realize I'm practicing much longer than 10 years, I'm a little older than the average dog, but ultimately, when you take the surgeons, general surgeons, breast surgeons, and people that are truly working with people in surgical procedures, they have definitely identified that physical therapy care is warranted unbelievable so, and that's what's helped patient care and outcomes become so much better. And it's very, very important for the patient to have the confidence that their medical team or her medical team is working together to get her the best outcome.
Oh, I just love this. You know, this is extremely hopeful. I love this. Now, you know, it's interesting. You shared with me in prep for this some general guidelines for exercises, for instance, and also just some very simple, straightforward exercises, everything from practice deep breathing exercises at least 6 times a day, why that's important, how to exercise the affected arm, lying down and raising the affected arm above the heart for a certain period. You know, I love all this. What are some really very simple exercises that seem to be kind of the gold standard for not just calming a woman and just, you know, getting her really prepped to do her homework, as it were, for you well, but also what she needs to do for her own good now that she's had this breast cancer surgery?
That's a fantastic question. And of course, the most important thing you touched on is a breathing component. Realize that the chest cavity has been surgically attacked, so to speak, and there needs to be a component of restoration, of being able to have harmonious breathing and get your respirations to the normal manner. And that'll take place from day one postoperatively in the hospital, where they really start to ensure respiration and making sure that there's appropriate breathing and breathing techniques and oxygen consumption. So, of course, as we all know, we definitely need oxygen. So it's very important, and that takes place as immediately post-surgical. When you look at moving forward into other exercises, again, as we said, it all depends on what the surgeon is willing to allow. When we talk about those simple movements, it's usually to keep and maintain normal function of a joint. So as you said, the normal mechanics of the shoulder is something that everybody should strive for. Now, some physicians may not want in a very early on, especially as if there is lymphatic involvement, they may not want a tremendous amount of movement in the beginning because they don't want to cause increased inflammation in this space. So it's important that, again, that collaboration, patient, surgeon, and physical therapist work together. To say there's a gold standard of mechanics, the gold standard is to return normal function to every joint in the upper extremity and the upper trunk and movement. But it's very important to set the plan of care based on what's done or what's about to be done. It's very tough, unless I had a specific case, to talk in depth about the progression of exercise.
I love it. You know, again, I think it's really important to realize the critical role that rehabilitation, plays in a woman's recovery from something like a breast cancer surgery. And to have this team approach that you're talking about with your center and one would only hope national centers across this country follow the same kind of approach, which is more integrative and holistic and really seems to work with the mind and body so much better. I think that women then can understand that this is a patient process, that this is going to take a while, that there are going to be good days and funky days, but that on the overall, when they listen to your voice and the voice of your team, they're feeling hopefulness and real genuine positivity that, yeah, we've been here before with people just like yourself, and you will get through this. I think sometimes that's, you know, equal to, if not even more important than learning the exercises physically, don't you think?
I couldn't agree more. Again, to have a patient have a team approach by their medical team is probably the most reassuring for any patient, not just post-mastectomy patients. It's very important that a patient is confident with their medical team. There's a good plan is good direction, and that's what leads to the best outcomes and the best goal achievement. So I'm in agreement 100%.
Oh, I love it. It's just really good. What are your greatest challenges in dealing with a woman when she comes in post-breast cancer surgery? Just you as a professional, what do you find are probably some of the toughest things you have to deal with?
So, you know, some of the biggest things that patients will come in with are concerns of appearance and are concerns of will there be restoration of function. As you know, this attacks all ages. So, you know, when a 22-year-old woman comes in, a 50-year-old woman comes in, a 70-year-old woman, everybody has different goals and aspirations at the time of life that they're in. So one of the biggest concerns that we have is, am I going to function normally? Will I return back to my normal life? Will I be able to do this? And this could be a myriad of things. I mean, we had a patient last year that was a high-level skier and wanted to know if she'd ever be able to ski again. And glorious, she skied a wonderful season last year. So it's really patient independent of what their goals and aspirations. But I would say one of the biggest things that I'm faced with each and every day when you're dealing with this type of patient population is truly, will I be able to function normally? I'm only 22. I'm only 50. I'm only 70. Will I be able to do this? And, you know, everybody does not want to be restricted. I mean, when you can do something on a Monday and you can't do it on Friday, it's very frustrating, not just physically, but as you can imagine, mentally. And it's our job at JAG Physical Therapy with my team to get people to truly back to their true function and get back to their life. And I think that's where our success is. And there's nothing better than bringing in somebody with a frown and sending them home with a smile.
If that isn't the perfect way to end this, and that was just a perfectly wonderful way to be able to sort of frame it all up so that as a woman proceeds with her new normal, she's embracing herself with a supportive team like yours, again, playing a critical role in her life as she moves forward with hope in her heart. And the ability to be able to just sort of muster it up and get on with life the way she wants to be able to do this, not just survive, but thrive. Everyone, we've been talking to John Gallucci, and he is the president and CEO of JAG Physical Therapy. Learn more about his wonderful work on his website, JAG, that's JAGPT.com. His book is Soccer Injury Prevention and Treatment. And run on over to his Facebook at Facebook.com. That's JAG Physical Therapy, all one word. And also on his Twitter at JAG_PT1. Oh, make it work one way or the other. Listen, John, thank you so much for being on the Her Podcast. So appreciated your wisdom.
Thank you so much. Greatly appreciate
it. All right. And everyone out there, remember to catch every episode of Her. Just hit subscribe on iTunes or on our show page at RadioMD.com. And just take a moment or two, rate and review this really fabulous podcast that we just did, because I'm going to read those rates and reviews and I want to hear from you because your feedback is golden. I'm Dr. Pam Peek. Follow me on Twitter at PamPeekMD, and you can also check out our Her show page at RadioMD.com for all of our past episodes. Thanks for listening and stay well.